The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
Regina, can we talk about Roberts? I haven't heard anything from him, and I'm worried.
Someone will hear.
You said you'd send me word if you heard anything, and you haven't.
There's been nothing to tell you.
That's why I'm worried.
Would it be strange or wrong if the preacher and Regina were, friendly with each other?
Leave it alone, Hooks. Really.
That one's a real looker.
Nice. Body looks young, but her eyes look like they've seen everything. We'd like to talk someone into trying our little body switching. I think you might be a good one to talk her into it. You've got the right kind of face.
Thanks, but I don't think I could do that.
I didn't mean to step on you.
No harm, fresh lady.
You're one of the Lambsy ones, aren't you?
Don't know about that.
My name's Betty, and I'm definitely one of the Wolvesy ones.
So, have you tried this?
Said have I.
Twice. Nothing like it to make you feel like someone new and different and exciting. Please, come over here and we'll get you set up.
I imagine everyone must do that. Just switch sexes? But just thinking about it makes it feel kind of wicked.
Just close your eyes and when you open them, you'll be seeing through other eyes.
All right.
It does not feel right that we are doing this, Debbie.
Shut up! Okay, here she goes in. Is Roberts' body ready?
In receiving? Yes. And all set.
Good. Take Roberts' body.
Where do you want me to take him?
I don't care. Just away from here and from Kingery property. Now, pretty girl. I knew a girl like you a long time ago. Her name was Vivian. Let's call you that.
Hey, Asa.
Hey, yourself, kid. Having fun yet? Yeah, small figure.
Well, it's all so, convoluted.
Yeah, it happens quickly around these parts.
Is it always like this?
You want normal, kid, go somewhere else. Sector's clean out.
I saw something, heard some things.
Yep, and I bet you wish you hadn't, right?
Yes, exactly. I wish I had.
Welcome to the Kingery.
What happened at the brothel?
Didn't I expect?
You can't just turn it off like that. And then I heard...
No, you didn't hear.
Okay, well, what do you do if you think you hear something or see something that might
think be... Think is for other people, dagnabbit. Smarter, tougher. Just see your job, kid. That's what you're here for. You want to be around to see yourself get your first pay card, don't you?
Yes.
Darn right you do, boy. But keep your head out of all that whatnot and such. That's the healthiest of shooting around here. Trust me. Thinking and seeing is overrated anyway.
Maybe I shouldn't have taken this job.
What? Here less than a week and already thinking about turning your overalls? Jeez, kid. Not in a daze or nothing.
Everyone's been saying I shouldn't hear what I'm not supposed to or see anything weird, and I pretend I don't. But it's making me a little nervous. You've been here for a while, haven't you, Asa?
Been here as long as I have, I said.
Have you ever? Well, I mean, has there ever been... right. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. I'll go put my head in a toilet. Maybe I should have bought some life insurance.
Stay around, kid. I hope.
Yes?
Hey, did you ask Adam Shepherd to come by here again?
No. Is he here?
Dilly-dallying out by the register.
Show him. Oh, hell. Show him to the break room, Sarah. I'll be with him in a moment.
He's a handsome one. I didn't think older men were your prerogative.
They're not.
Well, I'll make sure you two aren't disturbed.
I'm just helping him with a personal discrepancy.
Of course.
Tell him I'll be there in a moment.
I hear the repressed ones are just wild in the sack.
No, no. I wouldn't think of interrupting your daily routine, Regina. Oh, of course not. I'll be in indirect contact. Yeah. Dry that one out and you can fertilize the continent. You can't keep showing up like this, Adam. Sarah thinks we're involved with each other.
We are involved, Regina.
You know what I mean.
Would that be so bad?
Yes.
Have you seen Roberts around lately?
No. Not in the past few days.
He was supposed to meet with me yesterday in Boutique à la Fleur. This morning by the pool area and an hour ago at Geppi's something. Whatever that little chocolate place is called.
Flowers and candy, I didn't think he was your type.
He's helping us?
Yes, of course he is.
This is my land, Regina.
Which Mr. Arkell won fair and square, Adam. It's your fault you bet against him, remember?
It's not like Roberts to keep me waiting.
No, of course not.
Damn it! This isn't getting me anywhere.
I could have told you that for free, Adam.
One little misstep, one minor infraction, anything! I want him off my property as soon as humanly possible. Inhumanly, if it makes it quicker.
A minor infraction? Anything? And poof, just like that, the land's back in your name and he's out of your hair?
One minor infraction and I'll string him up by his lower intestine.
Don't you think you're overreacting? Just a tad.
This is my land. I won't have him soiling it like this.
It's not soil, Adam. It's alluvial deposits.
Thank you so much for your concern.
I'm telling you, you need to be a little more circumspect in your actions here. Look, if you want to win, you're gonna have to play it quietly and slowly. It's not gonna happen overnight. And not at all if you keep showing up like this. Gossip travels faster than light around here. You know that.
I'm not very good at waiting.
I thought God also served those who only stand and wait.
My feet hurt from standing this long.
Uh-huh. Thanks for stopping by, Adam. I'll let you know if Roberts comes around. And make sure you pay your tab on the way out this time.
Arkell.
Boss.
Who is this?
Well, this is...
New guy? Is that you?
I think I should have told you...
What happened?
Well, it's about your man. The one who calls us wrenches.
Not again.
Sir? Boss?
What did he do?
Well, I don't know if,
Say it, Hooks, or I'll do more than call you names.
It was in the whorehouse, sir. A boss. And I was there for maintenance. And a body model came in. Her name was Rose, he said. She said. And I... That still confuses me no end.
Today,
and they
Hooks.
Tried to get me to pay for sex. And then they were talking about prostitution regulations, and the bullets were flying, and the tables were being flipped over, and I had tried to get out of the way.
Bullets? They drew guns in there?
Yes, sir. Boss.
Who was shooting?
Who
was shooting, Hooks?
Everybody, it seemed like. And then I tripped, and the gun went flying, and then Jawbone and his men...
Jawbone!
I grabbed the body model, and then...
I got it. You done good, kid.
But
thanks.
I didn't...
I'll take it from here. Go back to work, Wrench.
But, boss, I'm not done.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the wisest choice after all.
Take you all the way to the heavens, or we can fall to earth together. It's all up to you, Anson. I can be anything you've ever wanted. Shenanigans, located in the Kingery Road Resort and Casino Thoroughfare. Come in, and come again. And again.
And again, and again, and again.
Why, hello.
Hello there yourself.
May I come in?
Actually, I was just about to... I was just about to say, do come in.
Thank you. Nice studio. Very cozy. Intimate.
Candles are an option, you know.
Satin sheets.
Soft background music.
Dancing.
Hopefully all night.
Miss Devi wishes to thank you for your assistance earlier.
She does? Well, how nice of her.
She wanted me to make sure you knew just how much she appreciated your assistance.
That could take some time.
I certainly hope so.
Hey, yes, boss, boss? We'll continue this later.
But...
some other time?
Well, since this is a, special occasion, there aren't gonna be any complimentary reschedulings.
Yeah.
Well, see you around, handsome.
Aw, come on. Why'd you have to go and do that for? She was a present. Boss?
You've been a busy man lately.
Yeah, well, busy times. You know how it is. Penny ante crooks trying to take chips when you're not looking. A little old lady in the gift shop swiping chocolate of all things. Dumb crap done by dumb people.
And how dumb are you?
Hey, boss, I don't like
Where's
that.
Where's Rose, Jawbone? Did my conversations with you have any meaning whatsoever? Because they had a great deal of meaning to me. I seem to recall saying something about how we were going to be running this resort clean and proper. No surface soil. You get me?
Yeah, boss,
I recall saying there were certain things that were never to take place on these premises. Certain types of physical violence, for example.
Boss!
The only words I want to hear from you right now are the ones that explain what you did with Rose.
Who? Hey!
What did you do with Rose?
The soul dame?
What did you do with her, Jawbone?
Boss, Devi told me that...
You don't work for Devi!
No, boss, but she said that...
What did you do?
Boss, it wasn't like that. I swear. Boss?
You haven't answered my question.
I didn't do nothing, honest.
Rose is gone, Jawbone, and you were there. That tells me more than likely you did.
Boss! Boss, stop, please. It was the cop, boss.
The cop?
That Robbins guy. The one that's been hounding Devi.
In the Rose model?
Yeah.
You killed a cop?
Boss! Boss, please, I didn't... It wasn't... Boss!
You stupid son of a bitch! You have no idea what you've done! You have no... idea.
Sign off on the miscellaneous requests, but don't go overboard this time. Boss. All right, Lee, Aaron, take a 10-minute break and get some fresh casino air. I take it you heard.
I hear everything.
So do I.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
You shoot up your place any?
Not really. Few holes here and there. Think it did more damage to our new wrench than anything else.
And the disposition of her body?
I didn't ask.
Right. It's just as well. Could have been a lot worse. I'll cover any damage costs.
How kind.
Next time, don't take Jawbone. This is the new girl.
Her name's Vivian.
Hmm.
I think she's prettier than Rose, boss. She'll definitely sell better. Wanna go for a test drive?
Maybe later.
And tell that new wrench he never came back to fix my place up. Guy's a little too skittish, if you ask. Hey, boss? Never mind. I'll tell him. Vivian, you'll do wonders, won't you, my dear?
Lambs. Shenanigans.
Howard?
Feels. What? Where? God, I feel like shit. Must look like shit, too. Not so hot after all. That. Whatever it was. Don't remember too well. Remember. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
You okay, man?
Yeah, I... Man?
Yeah. You okay?
I don't...
Yeah, too much kingery, eh?
Too much... What?
Yep, what happens there stays there. You need a doctor or something.
No. Thanks, no. I'm fine. I think.
Suit yourself. Go carefully.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Man? Okay. Mirror. Get a mirror. Or a storefront window. What? I'm a man?
On the next, the Kingery.
These are SOL schematics, Dad. Overrides for the safety protocol.
Vivian, I really don't know
don't
what
you... Don't lie to me!
Hey, wrench!
Jawbone, come on. Let go of my arm.
I like that. Kind of feisty.
Well, why don't you go sleep it off?
You think you're better than me?
Oh,
that hurts.
That makes two of us hurt.
I want to do something.
Come on, you're a good kid. You don't want to get mixed up in all of this.
I'm just tired of always being on the outside looking in. Tired of being pushed aside.
I know that feeling.
Things are not as private around here as you might think. We should look into this immediately.
Well, that's the thing. I think he'll kill me if Mr. Arkell finds out.
Is there a maintenance emergency?
Hello, Mr. Shepard.
Julie, Hooks was very concerned about you.
I'm working on a school paper about airlock decompression.
My boss said I can't let you in there. The schematics should be in your books, though.
Oh, it's Mr. Shepard.
Lower your voice.
Ah, and you said you weren't coming back.
The safety of my employees rests on their complete trust in me.
You told me not to be noticed, and I was not noticed.
Something about you. A natural honesty. Be in touch.
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
That's me. Him. Me.
Hey, taxi.
The Kingery, Episode 4, Broken Pawns. Featuring the voice talents of Perry Whittle as Hooks, Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Jane Parrish as Regina, Susan Bridges as Sarah, Michael McCaskill as Adam Shepard, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Chip Joel as Jawbone, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Julie Goldstein as The Woman, Andrew Eckhart as Roberts, Paul Mannering as The Man. Written by Seth Adam Schur. Story by Jeffrey Bridges, with Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Schur. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald and Tom Stitzer. Directed by Seth Adam Schur. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2007 Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2007 Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.